الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح الله
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والعاقبة للمتقين، والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا وحبيبنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وبارك وسلم. أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. كل نفس ذائقة الموت، ونبلوكم بالشر والخير فتنة، وإلينا ترجعون. قال عز وجل أيضا: فمن زحزح عن النار وأدخل الجنة فقد فاز، وما الحياة الدنيا إلا متاع الغرور. وبعد، الحمد لله ثم الحمد لله on the most precious gift of Iman and the perfect teachings of this Deen of Islam that puts everything into context, and that to adherence to Allah Ta'ala's laws in the most pure, compassionate and perfect teachings of the Shariat of Islam. The honor of being associated to our beloved Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, that makes a person understand three important questions. Why have we come here, or where do we come from? What is our purpose and objective of existence? And where are we going towards? Three important questions. Where do we come from? We are the creation of Allah. We have not evolved merely by chance. The first of human beings, emphatically at numerous junctures in the Quran Azim. The creation of Sayyidina Adam alayhi salatu was salam by Allah Azza wa Jal himself, who had fashioned him as the starting point of human existence on earth. What is the purpose for our existence? Why are we in this temporary abode? Allah Ta'ala tells us very clearly, وَمَا خَلَقَتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنسَ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ. I have not created jinn and human beings except for one purpose and one only, is that they worship me. And worship is a wide-ranging word. Obedience to Allah Ta'ala under every situation, under all circumstances, at every given time. And that obedience is guided by the perfect and pure teachings, adherence to the laws of Allah Ta'ala in the Deen of Islam, in the pure Shariat. Allah Ta'ala has also told us a great misunderstanding. I have not created you merely for jest and fun and without any purpose. No, there is a huge, a massive purpose for our creation in this very, very temporary and short life. And where are we going towards? Ultimate destination, eternal destination and abode is definitely the Akhirah. So our existence in this dunya, it is very short-lived, so short-lived. Sayyidina Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam, who had lived for 1,050 years, on his deathbed he is asked to explain his existence in this life. The shortness of it, he says, is like I have come into a house from one door and I'm exiting from the other door. Our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasalam gives a beautiful example. Mad dunya fil akhirah. The life of this world in comparison to the vast eternity of the hereafter is like any of you place your finger in the ocean. The droplets of water on your finger are the life, example of life in this dunya. And the seven oceans are an example of the eternity and everlasting life of the hereafter. Therefore, in the definition of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the one who is truly an intellectual, an intelligent person, and the one who has the greatest of wisdom and foresight, is the one who realizes the purpose of existence and knows full well what is the real abode to make an effort for. Again, there Allah Ta'ala says, وَإِنَّ الدَّارَ الْآخِرَةِ لَهِيَ الْحَيَوَانِ. The abode of the hereafter, that is life personified, that is the true life. Because it is a life that is never ending, no death will come in the Akhirah. So therefore Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, on being asked, who are the most wise of all human beings, most intelligent, and who amongst human beings have the greatest foresight? Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam gives two criteria of a person of great wisdom and foresight and great intellect. Aktharuhum dhikran lil maut, those who remember death the most, and those who practically prepare the best and most adequately for the life after death. For inculcating these two qualities, two great promises from Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam, two great promises, dhahabu bi sharafid dunya wa karamatil akhirah, they are the ones who have honor and esteem in this world, true honor and dignity, and they are the ones who are guaranteed to be the nobility and hierarchy and the esteemed ones forever and ever in the hereafter. So our existence here, it is very temporary. Ad-dunya darul imtihan. The life of this dunya is an abode of an imtihan, of a test. And the akhirah is darul jaza, the abode of recompensation, rewarding and punishment. So a wise person will understand that the short life I have, I should make an all-out effort for that eternal success of the hereafter. But important to qualify, we are insan, we are human beings, we slip, we make errors. And therefore those doors of tawbah and repentance, which is an action on its own, are always open to make up for our weaknesses and shortcomings of our past life. But to realize, why have we been placed in this space, in this life of dunya by Allahu Azza wa Jal, this testing ground? Allah Ta'ala tells us the very purpose for our existence. الَّذِي خَلَقَ الْمَوْتَ وَالْحَيَاةِ. Allah Ta'ala is the one who has created this system. Though life comes first and then death, death is mentioned first, that is one, the beginning of the eternal abode of the hereafter. لِيَبَلُوَكُمْ أَيُّكُمْ أَحْسَنُ عَمَلًا. Allah Ta'ala tells us very clearly, this whole system of life and thereafter death and then the akhirah is to subject you to the test as to who are the best as far as actions are concerned. Who of you produce the best actions? And again, best is in iman, in good deeds can only be acceptable when done in a state of iman. In our case, imperative to believe in Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and adherence to the teachings of Islam. Allah Ta'ala tells us further, you know, it is a time that many may be embarking upon various types of tests or examinations. Allah Ta'ala tells us about the macro, the superior test of our existence here and the eternal abode. Such a test, the results once given, there is no point of return, no supplementary examination, no coming back. In the akhirah, those who have failed dismally time and again will beg and plead Allah themselves, will beg the custodians of Jahannam for them to be given a respite. They will plead with anything they have to be given the chance to come back and rewrite this examination, but it is a point of no return. Allah Ta'ala tells us, we have the exam paper, the questions are given to us beforehand. Allah says, كُلُّ نَفْسٍ ذَائِقَةُ الْمَوْتِ. Every being on this earth will definitely taste the pangs of death. And then this imtihan. See, the word testing in Arabic, sometimes the word imtihan is used. Sometimes bala nabluwakum is used. Sometimes the word fitna. Fitna has many different meanings. Sometimes it means to be severely punished in fire. Sometimes it means to be put to a trial. Sometimes it means to burn, and sometimes it means to be tested. Subhanallah, the beauty of the Arabic language, language of Quran Sharif, the origins of the word fitna, and this is how it aforementioned meanings. Fitna is a procedure where you take gold and you burn it at the highest possible temperature and it starts to melt. And the purpose of that is to remove impurities from that gold, so that ultimately you have pure shining gold. So these tests from Allah Ta'ala are there. to separate the sincere from the insincere, the believers from the disbelievers. So Allah Ta'ala tells us from beforehand, وَنَبْلُوكُمْ بِالشَّرِّ وَالْخَيْرِ فِتْنَةً. We will subject you to tests in two different ways, conditions that all of us experience in life in varying means. Again, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam also tells us, for who will this test be the severest? The stronger the iman and belief and dedication to Allah, the greater the test. أَشَدُّ النَّاسِ بَلَاءً الْأَنْبِيَاءَ ثُمَّ الْأَمْثَلُ فَالْأَمْثَلُ. Allah's most beloved and perfect servants, the Anbiya alayhim as-salam, and of them our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam went through more difficulties for the sake of deen than any other Nabi before that. Sometimes two stones tied to the Mubarak belly because of the severe pangs of hunger. The day of Ta'if, when Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is pelted and blood oozes from that Mubarak and beautiful body of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The family of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the daughters, the Sahaba radiallahu anhu ajma'in, continuous persecution for the sake of this deen. So Allah Ta'ala tells us the tests come in two ways. Apparently favorable circumstances, and the test is to recognize Allah as the giver of those favors, not to become haughty, arrogant, and forget Allah Ta'ala. And the test is to make shukr to Allah verbally by means of the heart and in practical terms. And the second form of tests is in the form of apparent difficulties, adversities, hardships, illness, injury, pain, loss of life of beloved ones, financial losses. Sometimes in very, very severe forms, the test there is sabr, to restrain oneself from saying anything that displeases Allah. No words of despondency or questioning the will of Allah Ta'ala, or getting further away from Allah Ta'ala. So clearly Allah has said the tests come in two forms, adversity and prosperity, favorable and challenging circumstances. And once again, the critical points of this testing has been given to us. We have the exam paper beforehand. As mentioned, the tests in life in these various forms, the moment a person embarks on that first stage of the akhirah, the qabr, no sooner has a person been buried and the most beloved and dear and near ones place a person's body in that qabr, the planks cover it up and they even come away, and that person just in that shroud is left. But if understood, if one had understood the purpose of existence, then a wealth of iman, a life full of good, are there with that person in that qabr. And those questions by the angels as the last footsteps can still be heard. The person is made to sit up. Man rabbuk wa ma dinuk. Who is your Rabb? What was your deen, your way of life? Adherence to the teachings of Islam. And a question of our beloved Habib Sayyiduna Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And that is a mini beginning to the akhirah. And therefore, in accordance to the responses given, and therefore we try and read on a daily basis. Raditu billahi rabba wa bil islami deena wa bi sayyidina Muhammadin sallallahu alayhi wa sallam nabiyya wa rasoola. Guarantee that the person who reads these words three times in the morning, Allah will keep that person happy, i.e. he will be successful forever in the akhirah. Come the day of qiyamah, again we have the question paper beforehand. As soon as a person is brought back to life, the feet will not even move from the place of resurrection, when five critical questions will be answered and a person gives a satisfactory answer to them. لا تزول قدم عبد حتى يسأل عن خمس عن عمره فيما أفناه. A general question about our whole lives, in what pursuits did you expire your life? What did you do with those precious moments? And every moment is precious. Therefore, even in Jannah, where it is the ultimate and everlasting success, obviously no regret, no sorrow, no sadness. Just one thing Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, when people of Jannah see the immense benefits and rewards of dhikr of Allah, they will regret those moments past in dunya. I was all alone, I had the chance and I did not remember Allah. How I wish I would have, so I would see greater benefits even in Jannah. So about our general lives, And then specifically the most critical point of life, وَعَنْ شَبَابِهِ فِيمَا أَبْلَاهِ, the youthful years, in what pursuits did I expire it? What did I use the prime and the pinnacle of youth, physical, emotional, mental strength at the pinnacle? Therefore, ibadah and worship of Allah Ta'ala at that critical stage is extremely beloved to Allah. We read on a weekly basis Suratul Kahf, great protection of Iman in the surah. Youth who had sacrificed everything for the love and pleasure of Allah Ta'ala, despite all the odds being stacked against them. Thereafter, a question about the knowledge of deen, to what extent did we make amal and practice it? And then number 4 and 5 regarding wealth, from where did you earn it? And in which avenues did you spend that wealth? It is an amana, it is a trust from Allah Ta'ala. And then another question Allah Ta'ala tells us up front, لَتُسْأَلُنَّ يَوْمَ إِذٍ عَنِ النَّعِيمِ. You will most definitely be questioned by Allah Ta'ala regarding the many, many bounties, the favors Allah had given to us. Had we made shukr to Allah? Had we channeled those given favors in Allah's obedience or in His disobedience? And then we are also told by Allah Ta'ala, the major and big test is in the court of Allah Ta'ala. Allah Ta'ala tells us up front, what will be the first accountability for? And that which is the whole basis and the foundation of our deen, أَوَّلُ مَا يُحَاسَبُ بِهِ الْعَبْدُ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ الصَّلَاةِ. The very first thing for which hisab and accountability will take place on Yawmul Qiyamah will be salah. And salah is that barometer and guiding light, if ensured, and it is done correctly. Salah in time for males in jamaat, salah of humility, concentration, consistency, punctuality. If salah is found to be perfect, the perfection will manifest itself in all other aspects, in dealings and in character. But if salah is deficient, then the deficiency will permeate into many, many other aspects of our lives. May Allah give us genuine, sincere love and the ta'zeem and the importance of salah in our hearts. So we are told the first question critical in that major imtihan, and what will be the ultimate form of success? Clearly Allah Ta'ala says, the one who is distanced from Jahannam and granted entry into Jannah, فَقَدْ فَازْ, most definitely, that is the ultimate form of success. That is success personified, because eternal, it is everlasting. Sahaba radiallahu anhu ajma'in understood this very, very well, the definition of success. Therefore, Hazrat Umair ibn al-Humam radiallahu anhu, in the battle of Badr, just before the battle, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam encourages, make that effort to attain that Jannah, not the length, the width. The width across is like the distance between the skies and the earth. And he exclaims, Bakh, Bakh, extreme joy. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, why such an exclamation? He says, in the fervent hope that I am of the inhabitants of the Jannah, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is informed by Allah, inform him, that definitely you are guaranteed a Jannati. He had some dates he was about to eat. He put it aside and said, once I have that guarantee of that everlasting success, then that time spent eating these dates is even too long, and threw himself into the thick of battle and met martyrdom. In the time of Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam, there was a huge tragedy. Group of Ansar, 70 of them, experts in Quran, known as Qurra, noble habits. They would collect water, leave it in the masjid. They would chop firewood, sell it, and all the proceeds they would spend on the people of Suffa. A tribe asked Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam to send them a group of people to teach them the deen. And these 70 are selected. They were deceived. En route, there was a huge attack, a massacre of this entire group. Amongst them, maternal uncle of Hadrat Anas radiallahu an, Milhan bin Haram radiallahu an. He is stabbed from behind, about to pass on. And he says, Fuztu wa Rabbil Ka'bah. I have indeed attained the greatest form of success, because he is shown and guaranteed his Jannah. On the Qasam of the Lord of the Kaaba, indeed I have attained every form of success. And they make dua in that state, O Allah, let our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam be informed of what has transpired. And O Allah, inform our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that we are happy with Allah, and that Allah is guaranteed that He is happy with us. May Allah azza wa jalla make us of those who understand the purpose of existence, the various tests that our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has so compassionately told us about, to make a lifelong effort in his preparation. And we beg Allah Ta'ala myself before anybody else, our many, many weaknesses, to forgive, to overcome those shortcomings. Keep us steadfast on Iman, the sole form of success. Surah Al-Mu'minun, Allah says in the first ayah, it is believers and only the believers who will attain success. Penultimate verse of the same surah, إِنَّهُ لَا يُفْلِحُ الْكَافِرُونَ. Disbelievers will never, though they may be in ascendancy, in numbers, in material means, etc., when there is kufr and disbelief, there will never be any form of success. وَآخِرُ دَعْوَانَا الْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ. This is a reminder, inshallah, one great imtihan from Allah Ta'ala. Sahaba radiallahu anhu, Allah says, Allah tested their hearts for the highest level of taqwa with adab and respect for deen. And one great opportunity we have to worship Allah, to show dedication by means of wealth. Therefore, the honor of contributing to the house of Allah Ta'ala, to the madrasa, let us inshallah donate as generously as possible. العالمين والعاقبة للمتقين والصلاة والسلام على خير خلقه سيدنا وحبيبنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ومن يتق الله يجعل له من أمره يسرا. فلنتق الله عز وجل في السر والعلن. أيها المسلمون، فلنعلم أن الله أتاحنا هذه الفرصة الذهبية بالحياة في الدنيا الفانية، وأن الآخرة هي دار الحيوان، وهذا دار الامتحان. قال الله عز وجل: تبارك الذي بيده الملك وهو على كل شيء قدير، الذي خلق الموت والحياة ليبلوكم أيكم أحسن عملا وهو العزيز الغفور. وقال عز وجل أيضا مبينا هذا الامتحان وكلا الامتحانين قائلا: كل نفس ذائقة الموت ونبلوكم بالشر والخير فتنة وإلينا ترجعون. الذي يعرف قصد وجوده في هذه الحياة الفانية هو الذي عرفه النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم بالذكاء والكياسة. لما سئل رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: من أكيس الناس ومن أحزم الناس؟ فقال عليه الصلاة والسلام: أكثرهم ذكرا للموت وأكثرهم استعدادا للموت. وقال عنهم: ذهبوا بشرف الدنيا وكرامة الآخرة. أو كما قال صلى الله عليه وسلم: أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين من كل ذنب فاستغفروه إنه هو الغفور الرحيم. الحمد لله، نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا. من يهده الله فلا مضل له، ومن يضلله فلا هادي له. ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، ونشهد أن سيدنا محمدا عبده. إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي: يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم: أرحم أمتي بأمتي أبو بكر رضي الله عنه وأشدهم في أمر الله عمر رضي الله عنه وأصدقهم حياء عثمان رضي الله عنه وأقضاهم علي رضي الله عنهم وعن الصحابة كلهم أجمعين. وقال عليه الصلاة والسلام: الله الله في أصحابي لا تتخذوهم غرضا من بعدي، فمن أحبهم فبحبي أحبهم، ومن أبغضهم فببغضي أبغضهم، وخير القرون قرني، ثم الذين يلونهم، ثم الذين يلونهم. اللهم أعز الإسلام والمسلمين، اللهم اغفر للمؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات، وألف بين قلوبهم، وأصلح ذات بينهم، وانصرهم على عدوك وعدوهم. اللهم فرج عن كرب المسلمين، اللهم فرج عن كرب المسلمين، اللهم ردنا ورد جميع المسلمين إلى دينك ردا جميلا. اللهم احفظ الحرمين الشريفين والمسجد الأقصى بفضلك يا أرحم الراحمين. إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون. فاذكروا الله يذكركم وادعوه يستجب لكم، ولذكر الله أكبر، والله يعلم ما تصنعون. أتموا صفوفكم وسدوا الخلل واعتدلوا. Let's fill in the gaps in the safs, gaps in the safs in front of us. Let us fill in those, and once we're in the saf, ensure that we stand as close as possible, shoulder to shoulder, leaving no gaps between our shoulders. Ensure that the heels are in a straight line. تقاربوا.
أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله، أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله، أشهد أن محمد رسول الله، أشهد أن محمد رسول الله. حي على الصلاة، حي على الصلاة، حي على الفلاح، حي على الفلاح. قد قامت الصلاة، قد قامت الصلاة. الله أكبر، الله أكبر، لا إله إلا الله.
استوى، اعتدلوا، سد الخلل. الله أكبر. الحمد لله رب العالمين، الرحمن الرحيم، مالك يوم الدين، إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين، اهدنا الصراط المستقيم، صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. سبح اسم ربك الأعلى الذي خلق فسوى، والذي قدر فهدى، والذي أخرج المرعى فجعله غثاء أحوى. سنقرئك فلا تنسى إلا ما شاء الله، إنه يعلم الجهر وما يخفى، ونيسرك لليسرى، فذكر إن نفعت الذكرى، سيذكر من يخشى، ويتجنبها الأشقى الذي يصلى النار الكبرى، ثم لا يموت فيها ولا يحيا، قد أفلح من تزكى وذكر اسم ربه فصلى، بل تؤثرون الحياة الدنيا، والآخرة خير وأبقى. إن هذا لفي الصحف الأولى، صحف إبراهيم وموسى. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. Allahu Akbar.
Allahu Akbar.
Allahu Akbar. الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين هل أتاك حديث الغاشية وجوه يومئذ خاشعة عاملة ناصبة تصلى نارا حامية تسقى من عين آنية ليس لهم طعام إلا من ضريع لا يسمن ولا يغني من جوع وجوه يومئذ ناعمة لسعيها راضية في جنة عالية لا تسمع فيها لاغية فيها عين جارية فيها سرر مرفوعة وأكواب موضوعة ونمارق مصفوفة وزرابي مبثوثة أفلا ينظرون إلى الإبل كيف خلقت وإلى السماء كيف رفعت وإلى الجبال كيف نصبت وإلى الأرض كيف سطحت فذكر إنما أنت مذكر لست عليهم بمسيطر إلا من تولى وكفر فيعذبه الله العذاب الأكبر إن إلينا إيابهم ثم إن علينا حسابهم
الله أكبر
سمع الله لمن حمده
الله أكبر
الله أكبر
الله أكبر
الله أكبر السلام عليكم ورحمة الله السلام عليكم ورحمة الله
الله أكبر استغفر الله استغفر الله استغفر الله السلام السلام
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين اللهم اغفر لنا ذنوبنا كلها اللهم إنا نتوب إليك من المعاصي كلها ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار ربنا لا تزغ قلوبنا بعد إذ هديتنا وهب لنا من لدنك رحمة إنك أنت الوهاب
يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث، أصلح لنا شؤوننا كلها ولا تكلنا إلى أنفسنا طرفة عين. رب ارحمهما كما ربياني صغيرا. ربنا هب لنا من أزواجنا وذرياتنا قرة عين واجعلنا للمتقين إماما. اللهم إنا نسألك رضاك والجنة ونعوذ بك من سخطك وغضبك والنار. اللهم اغفر لنا وارحمنا وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم. اللهم اسقنا غيثا مغيثا مريئا مريئا نافئا غير ضار عاجلا غير آجل. اللهم اشف مرضانا وارحم موتانا. اللهم اغفر لهم وارحمهم وسكنهم في الجنة. اللهم إنا نسألك من خير ما سألك من نبيك سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، ونعوذ بك من شر ما استعاذك من نبيك سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، وأنت المستعان وعليك البلاغ، ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون، وسلام على المرسلين، والحمد لله رب العالمين. Thank you.